with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A high court ruling comes down on the pro-life side.
The Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in the case of Medina v. Planned Parenthood South Atlantic that South Carolina can block the abortion provider from receiving Medicaid money for health services without facing lawsuits from patients. Planned Parenthood complained that an adverse ruling would hinder access to certain non-abortion services. South Carolina's Republican governor and the White House applaud the ruling, even though it was not directly about abortion, and it comes as Republicans push across the country to defund the nation's biggest abortion provider. George Williams, Washington.
Chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Republican Senator Tom Cotton, says President Trump made the right call striking Iranian nuclear site.
You have seen several experts in the last couple days who, I think it's fair to say, are not Donald Trump partisans. Use words like effectively destroyed, catastrophic damage, setback for years.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says U.S. forces obliterated Iran's nuclear program. The Senate parliamentarian has advised a Medicaid provider tax overhaul central to President Trump's tax cut and spending bill doesn't adhere to procedural rules. It's a blow to Republicans rushing to finish the package this week. The guidance from the parliamentarian is rarely ignored, and GOP leaders swiftly work to revise the proposal. Majority Leader John Thune says, "We have contingency plans." Trump hosted GOP lawmakers Thursday at an event at the White House with Americans the administration, House said, will benefit from the bill. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 404 points. This is SRN News. Most churches are not big on discipline.
There is a debate going on in Christian circles these days about such topics as church membership covenants and spiritual abuse. But a new poll from Lifeway Research seems to suggest that a lot of congregations are adopting a light touch. 70% of mainline Protestant pastors tell Lifeway that no member of their church has ever been formally disciplined during their tenure or before. Nearly 50% of evangelical clergymen say the same. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pastor says the hand of God prevented a mass shooting at his Detroit area church over the weekend. An armed man was struck by a pickup truck and fatally shot by security staff before he could enter and attack more than 100 people at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne. Pastor Bobby Kelly says he had met the gunman three times in the past, though the man was not a member of the church. This is SRN News. The Commerce Department reports a dip for U.S. gross domestic product. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The U.S. economy shrank 0.5% in the first quarter of this year. The department had previously estimated the economy would fall 0.2% from January through March. First quarter growth was weighed down by a surge of imports as American companies and households rushed to buy foreign goods. The nation's output of goods and services in the first quarter reversed a 2.4% increase in the last 3 months of 2024. Donna Warder, Washington.
Bill Moyers, the former White House press secretary who became one of television's most honored journalists, has died at the age of 91. His career ranged from President Lyndon Johnson's press secretary to newspaper publisher and senior news analyst at CBS News. More details at srnnews.com.